City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The United States Department of Agriculture estimates that over 45 million Americans are using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as SNAP. The program faces possible cuts, which would hurt millions of families who rely on SNAP to purchase food. The benefit is used at a number of places to make sure the elderly, those with disabilities, and children have access to nutritional food. One of the places SNAP can be used is at a local farmer's market. It's a little after 9:30 in the morning at Syracuse's downtown farmer's market. People are walking through the booths of fresh produce and eggs and bread and buying what they need. At the end of the market, by South Salina Street, there's an information booth. There, you can enter raffles, purchase a reusable bag, and exchange food stamps for market tokens. I meet market manager Chuck McFadden at that booth and ask him how the token program works.
Face value is a dollar each to spend with any of the vendors here. We do that because if we didn't have a program like this, if any of the farmers wanted to participate in that program, they'd all have to have their own equipment. It's not cheap, it's not easy for them. So they created this program where people can just walk up, get their tokens, they spend the tokens, it says their dollar value right on, just like they were cash.
He says it creates more income for the farmers, and the farmers echo that. Lori and Maria both work at stands that take tokens. The farmer's market program is easier and brings in more money.
They don't have to give you their, assisted money. They can just give you the token and no one knows the difference. So there's that component to it. So it's nice that we don't have to, deal with that or, mess around. It tends to get pretty busy in the middle of the day, so handing a token is much easier.
So before the tokens, we couldn't take any food stamps at all. We could just take the WIC coupons, which not everyone qualifies for. I think it definitely brings more people down here because they can now buy the fresh fruit and vegetables with it. It definitely has picked up our sales with them. We do get a lot of tokens.
But in order for food assistance to be used at the farmers market, in order for it to keep members of the community from being food insecure, funding must be passed by Congress. Food assistance programs are included in the Farm Bill, a piece of legislation that's renewed every 5 years and is being debated right now. It's the primary policy that supports farming subsidies and nutrition assistance programs. The two got thrown together into one bill in the 1970s.
It was a strategy to get Congress to agree on providing sort of funding that could simultaneously please lawmakers from sort of the populous coasts and from lawmakers from sort of the rural Midwest who could find something to bring home to their constituents. And the idea was you could simultaneously address sort of rural poverty and the economic struggles farming communities while simultaneously providing food dollars to hungry U.S. citizens. It is the most important food and agriculture policy tool that we have in the United States, allocating billions and billions of dollars.
Evan Weissman is a professor of food studies at Syracuse University. He says the Farm Bill that passed the House of Representatives would change a lot about SNAP. You may have heard that Congress and the president are looking to add work requirements to certain welfare programs, but SNAP is not one of those programs. Work requirements are already a part of SNAP. Any able-bodied person ages 18 to 49 without dependents must work at least 20 hours a week to receive the benefit. The House's Farm Bill increases the age to 59 and lowers the poverty threshold. That means fewer people may qualify for food assistance. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that nearly 1 million households would be kicked off of the program. It's also requiring weekly work documentation for SNAP recipients, which means more administrative work for counties.
All of which would have made the program overall much more difficult to administer and would have made it much more costly. And this is, I think, one of the things that's really alarming, right, is that you see there is no sound political or economic rationale for making access to SNAP more difficult for recipients. Instead, it's really ideologically driven.
In fact, the Congressional Budget Office says the overall impact of these changes would be budget neutral. So that means that the $20 billion that the CBO predicts will be cut from SNAP benefits over the next 10 years will be used for the expected increase of administrative costs. So while taxpayers may not see cuts, the ones who need food assistance will.
So there's not sort of this traditional kind of stereotypical deadbeat who's receiving federal programs, but instead it's the person who might be checking you out at a grocery store, or it might be the person who's serving you a meal at a restaurant. So we see increasingly working folks are needing SNAP and other sorts of federal supports simply because wages are insufficient to live on. Something like 30% or a full third of all city residents take advantage of the SNAP program. So any efforts to curtail SNAP will have very deep impacts in a region like ours.
If this legislation were passed, we know that it will translate into lost meals.
Becky Lair is the advocacy resource manager at the Food Bank of Central New York.
We know that for every one meal the Food Bank of Central New York can put out into the community, and we're a very efficient organization, we're really great at getting food out and onto the tables of people in need. SNAP can provide 12. So if there's a drastic cut like that, we can't make up that difference. Charity can't do it alone. We need this public-private partnership.
She and SNAP outreach coordinator Amalia Swan work to make sure those who need SNAP receive the benefits. But Amalia says that's not always easy.
There are a lot of myths and barriers to the program, and we work very hard to reduce those barriers and dispel some of those myths. It's frustrating to hear because we have people in our area that will not apply for the benefits because of all these misconceptions and all of these myths, and they need it.
She worries legislation like this will only make it harder to help those who are hungry. Becky says the message that this bill sends isn't based on fact.
I think the majority of it is based on unfounded stereotypes. You know, the House Ag Committee held, I think, 60 hearings over the past few years, specifically around SNAP. And then the legislation that they introduced is completely opposite of what came out of those hearings. So they're trying to find substantiation for what they're doing, and they can't find it because what they're doing is unfounded. And it's cruel. It's simply cruel. It seems to be a punishment.
House Republicans claim that the changes to SNAP would promote self-sufficiency and employment. But Becky and Amalia don't agree. Making a program that helps fight hunger into a work program might miss the point.
And it's not just one thing.
Right. It's a combination.
It's a combination of many things. It could be for a family, inadequate housing, lack of childcare.
Transportation issues.
Yes.
There's no one piece of the puzzle that fixes everything. So just by turning a nutrition program into essentially a jobs program, it's not going to address the issue. We have to remember, SNAP is a nutrition program.
That vital piece about being a nutrition program brings us back to where we started, the farmers market.
A lesser known component of SNAP are incentive programs, specifically at farmers markets, where if you're using your SNAP at the farmers market, then you'll get matching coupons that you can use, so it increases the amount that you're able to spend at the market just by using your SNAP. So those are federal dollars that are going into the local community to assist a family to eat nutritious food, and they're spending it with their local farmer. So it's also helping the ag community as well.
Oh boy, I would tell you, they're the best. And then, you know, they have a following. Like if you come here on July 10th, you wouldn't believe the people are waiting. They're asking that, you know, when's the food bank come? Because they learn a lot. I mean, a lot of folks will walk up to a particular vegetable and say, you know, what do I do with this? How do I cook? You know, the farmer can tell them a little bit. The food bank can actually show them. They'll show them, you know, this is what we do. This is how you prepare it. This is how you do it healthy.
Chuck tells me the education that the food bank provides is really important for people. It's not just handing people food to eat. The program teaches them how to incorporate these foods into their lives and share these foods with their families. After the demonstration, if you fill out a quick questionnaire, you get $4 extra to use at the market.
They also make available to us, if you have an EBT card, starting in July, for every $5 of tokens you buy, you get $2 free. You know, a pretty good amount of money to shop on that particular Tuesday. So.
And that money goes right back to the farmers.
It makes it good for the farmer and certainly good for the people who need it the most. They're very, very, very important, especially in a city like Syracuse. You know, our poverty level here is bad as it is, and every penny that you would potentially take away from them makes it worse. So the families that need it most need these programs. And those dollars, if they were taken away, would hurt the city of Syracuse as a whole.
The House of Representatives has passed its version of the Farm Bill, which includes these changes to SNAP. As of the beginning of July, the Senate has passed its version of the bill that doesn't include the changes to work requirements. The current Farm Bill expires at the end of September, so Congress needs to get a bill to the president's desk before then in order to continue to support those who rely on it. Farmers will need to know what crops will be subsidized, counties will need to know how to run food assistance programs, and SNAP users will need to know if the work requirements will become more strict, which could leave even more Americans food insecure. For City Limits, I'm Katie Zolkowski.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org and subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.